said the hip and it's Soul Tape Champions Live coming back. I bet you the millennials remember that Sugar Hill Gang, because that stuff never dies. And you can go to a game nowadays and still hear that. And speaking of which, because sidebars are what we do most around here. If you look all the interviews, all the old rappers, they all point to that Sugar Hill, right. Got it started. There was a lot of stuff going on in the streets and what have you in New York and whatnot, but the thing that set it in motion, that was the Sugar Hill Gang. So speaking of Sugar Hill Gang and things that are sweet, now I'm going to tie this together, Keller. Give me a second. I got to be careful here, because when I say sweet around Moody, he starts smiling. So you gotta be careful. Yeah. You gotta be careful. Oh, but this is a good chance, since I'm on Moody's neck. I gotta let everybody out there know. I didn't know that Wayne Moody, I've known Wayne's wife for years, since high school, mm-hmm. going back in the day, Paulette. But I didn't know they had a daughter, a beautiful daughter, Morgan Moody, who works at ESPN. Kev,
nice.
This might be the person we've been looking for.
It sounds like it, Bill.
Well, Kev and I have been talking about wanting to have a female on the show,
okay.
to have some input, and we haven't been able to find anybody. Now, I know your daughter is busy,
right.
And she's been up to Bristol, so if she works with us, it'll be a step down for her, to be sure. But I did talk to her last night. I had a chance to meet her. She's interviewed Magic Johnson and Dr. J and some other greats, and she said she'll come on the show and talk with us at some point.
Sounds good. Let's
so,
do it.
Yeah, we'll get her in here, and clearly she's a lot smarter than her dad. So,
hey, now.
We'll get her in here for sure.
Well, you know, when Mike and Mike broke up, I did volunteer you guys to take that spot.
Well, we appreciate that. We appreciate that.
Yeah, the thing I'm proud most about my daughter, she actually co-produced a segment on ESPN, I Hate Christian Laettner. She co-produced
that 30-30
right,
piece. That was a great piece.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm proud.
And it was so on point.
Right.
Why does everybody hate Christian Laettner?
Right.
And I mean, all he did was play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And you found out later on through that segment that the brothers loved Christian Laettner.
He could play.
Yeah.
He could play,
and he was good friends with the brothers on the team. You know, and that was a thing that they went against him, too, because they always said, oh, he's this, he's that, he's racist, and that was just wasn't the story.
Well, you know, the thing we all remember, and I'm sure Kev coming from Alabama.
Who did he play for?
Who?
In college.
Who's that?
Duke.
Christian Laettner.
Yeah.
Played for the Blue Devil Machine.
I'm just asking.
Played for the Blue Devil Machine. Or is there a correlation of some sort you're trying to draw?
I'm just putting it out there. Want all the information out there, Bill.
There's some stuff you just can't let some stuff go, huh? You have a hard time letting some stuff go. Well, I was going to make reference to Moody's point that we all have experience. You know, we were playing ball here and there. Mm-hmm. Whenever there was a white guy that could play,
right,
you had no trouble with it.
Right,
you have no trouble with it. If he could play,
if you can play, you can play.
Stu Lyons came to the Connie Hawkins mm-hmm. League in 77, Fox Chapel state champions. Stu Lyons and Craig Prosser. You know, Craig Prosser told somebody one time behind the Homewood Y, he was the only white guy within a 10-mile radius. Craig said, we can play ball or we can dance.
Right.
Whatever you want to do.
I'll oblige you.
I'm 6'6", I'm 220, whatever you want to do. I came to play ball, but if you want to dance,
right.
We can dance. But Stu Lyons brought that soft left-hand mm-hmm. jumper to the Homewood Y and lit it up and was glad to leave Fox Chapel and come to Homewood.
Right.
So over the years, you always had that cat that could hoop, man. And if they could play, they could play. I did want to draw that connection, Killer, to the sweet spot, which is identifiable in the swing of a baseball bat and yada, yada, yada. So a question going out to Moody. That was Rock. I did the best I could, Rock, but I'm getting there. Just hang on a little bit longer. I'm getting there. So you had a sweet spot in your swing. You could hit the baseball. And Moody, you had chances to go to top level. So
right.
Let's talk to you guys about some Major League Baseball and how you're feeling about – but just real quick, your background, each of your baseball backgrounds, and then Kev's going to take it for the major league stuff.
Well, my background actually started with my grandfather. I'm going to tell you a little story about my grandfather. When I was like 6 years old, and my grandfather worked for U.S. Steel in the office, not in the steel mill, because they didn't want him to hurt his hands because he's a good ball player. Well, he used to play over the wires with me. When he'd come home from work, he'd take a tennis ball. He'd throw it over the telephone wires, and he'd make me turn my back on a ball, run to a spot, and then catch the ball. Now, for a while, the ball was hitting me in the top of the head, this and that. That's why I used a tennis ball instead of a real baseball. Right. And then finally, when I got the hang of it, and I went to Little League. I went to Little League early. You're supposed to be 10 to 12 to play Little League. I was playing Little League when I was 9. And when I showed them that skill, I didn't think it was anything. I'm like, wow, this is just over the wires. Mm-hmm. So that's really how my baseball career started. And I played in high school, batted 678, by the way. And then I got drafted by the New York Mets out of high school. But my mother said, no, you're going to college, you know. So I went to Gannon University. The reason I went to Gannon, the head coach and one of the other coaches, they were scouts for the New York Mets. So I went up there. And this goes to the point that we were talking about earlier. What's the hardest thing to do? You know, we went on a Southern tour. I was dominating on the Southern tour, having a good time, batting, hitting the balls out of the park. Then first game of the season, right? It was Gannon against Clarion, Clarion State University. Clarion had Pete Vukovich. Pitched on opening day up in Erie. It was 39 degrees. He's buzzing the ball in there 97 miles an hour. He no-hits us on opening day, you know? That was kind of a sobering thing because he was throwing balls. All the curveballs I'd seen were doing this. He's throwing curveballs that did that, mm-hmm. you know, right on the corner of the plate. So that's basically
so
how my...
So you never got a chance to go to camp? You never?
Well, I got a chance to go to camp. I went to... I played a little bit of ball overseas, and I hurt my shoulder. I dove for a ball. I caught the ball, but I tried to brace my fall after I caught the ball with the left hand, and I messed my left shoulder up. It took like about a year and a half to heal, and they wanted me to go back to A-ball. At the time, I was a triple-A, and they wanted me to go back to A-ball, so... I decided it was time to get into the workforce.
Then. So you had a chance to
oh yeah,
field of dreams, and that's not such an uncommon story about parents influencing oh, right. kids back in the day about right. You know, go to work, get a job, mm-hmm. and that whole kind of thing.
Right,
Rock. What about your background? We've heard you talk about your 19 years in the game, and certainly you're a Hall of Famer in that regard. But give us a little background on it.
Well, when I came up. I don't know how old you are, but we look about the same age.
Yeah, I'm 66.
Well, you're a little older than me then. Okay. But we started Little League at age 9.
Okay.
And I told you the story last week about how a gentleman took us and taught us how to catch the ball and everything. And my experience of playing 19 years straight. I was the first two-time captain in my high school for baseball. Now, I can't understand if he hits 667, how are you going to say golf is easier than baseball? I mean, my highest I was batting was like 400, 450 at every level, and I thought I was a good hitter. And unfortunately, I only had three trials, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati. And I never made it to the farm team.
Well, wait.
And part of the reason.
You didn't only have three tryouts. You had three tryouts. Right, yeah. Three more than most of the human beings on the planet ever have.
Right. Well, the best one I had was down at Pittsburgh, but they told me the color of my skin wasn't right.
They actually told you? Or they implied it?
No, it wasn't implied. Guy put his arm around my shoulder. It was the same year that Del Bear got drafted by the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Wow.
And me and Dell, I played short and second, and Dell played short. And we were down there. They invited us in, hit us ground balls, hit us fly balls. Had a guy come in who was 6'6", throwing 100 miles an hour. And I'm hitting line drives to the wall. 100 miles an hour. Not 90. Line drives to the wall, because I was a fastball hitter. And when it came time for the draft, they put us all in the line by position. And Del Barra was a first name pick. Couldn't even hit the ball. Mm. But because his dad, Yogi,
sure,
you know, it's who you know, mm-hmm. they picked him, and I had a scout put his arm around me, and he said, son, what a great ball player. You got everything you need to make in the majors. And I said, what am I missing? He put his arm around me and he said, the color of my skin. Mm-hmm. I went home and cried like a baby.
Yeah, I believe it. Well, so three different training camps, had a good opportunity, but never broke through, huh?
Never. My skin color never turned, changed.
Mm-hmm. Wrong place at the right? Wrong place at the wrong time.
Because I was running like 6'2", 6'3", in the 60. I had a cannon for an arm. I was batting 400 almost at every level. And you just literally, if a ball hit twice, you couldn't get it by me.
So, Kev, that brings us to understanding what's going on. And as you guys now know, I'm not one to nitpick or start any unnecessary trouble. But aside from Kevin saying that Tiger was going to win the Masters, he also said the Pirates stink. And in as much offer that he would not go to a game because they had no talent. Well, we sit here now. And they're about to start it up in a few moments over at the PNC Park. The Pirates are 7-2. So they apparently they don't stink, Kev. Apparently the Pirates are a better team than you gave them credit for. And I didn't know if you wanted to offer some apology or to the Pirate family, to the Pirate fans, and I know Kutch is out on the West Coast finally starting to hit the ball. Yeah.
You know,
and we're missing him, but.
Here's the deal, Bill. I'm not a fast individual from a running aspect. A little quick, but I'm not fast. So if I'm running a 100-yard dash, and the first 5 yards, I'm ahead of someone who's faster than I am. You can't judge things based on the first 5 yards. You have to run the duration of the race. Okay. And that's the same thing with the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're 7-2 right now. They're in Chicago, and they really got off to a good start. But you have to look at the whole body of work, who they played against. The competition thus far has been inferior. You're talking about Cincinnati, who is not supposed to have a real good season, even though Cincinnati owned the Pirates last year. Right. But this year, they're still not expected to do well. And then they play some minor league team up in Detroit that they beat. Okay, so again, as I said last week, I'll give them credit. They're in first place. As we look at Major League Baseball, there's only one team, I believe, or maybe two teams that sits better than the Pirates right now. That's the Mets, and also Boston is on a real good roll also. Jason Tyon, when he went out, he was pretty good. He actually had a one-hit shutout against the Cincinnati Reds, and he actually completed a complete game, which that's unusual for the Pirates. Now, Mark, what's Mark's last name? We have
Mark Whited.
He actually said the Pirates have a real good bullpen, and we disagreed on that. And if you take a look at the performance thus far with 9 games, the bullpen stinks.
Yeah, coming up short.
Okay, and I believe they're at the bottom from a bullpen standpoint so far this year. So, again, the Pirates are doing a whole lot better. Polanco, he's hitting the ball real good. I believe he leads the major leagues in RBIs right now. He has 3 home runs. So, with Polanco, you never know about this guy. He plays horrible defense. He's a good hitter, but he has to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. I think he missed a game, the last game he missed because of a foot injury. So, again, this is a marathon, Bill, so don't get carried away.
Well, so what you're saying is don't get excited about the start because it ain't going to look like this in the finish.
Exactly.
Okay, all right.
And that's why it's important to have this show recorded, Trev. The show's still recorded, right? I mean, we're in April. We're for not prosperity. In August.
Okay, understandable, but you can at least applaud them now while we can.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
And I stand to be corrected. They're in Chicago. So if they take 2 out of 3 in Chicago, you give them more props?
If they take 2 out of 3 in Chicago?
Yeah. They get more props from you then?
They do, yeah. Because Chicago's a solid team. And let me say this as well. Milwaukee has run into some injuries. And I'm not sure how long it will last, but if Milwaukee continue to have these injuries, maybe the Pirates sneak into third place. but I do not see them going beyond St. Louis and Chicago.
Well, let me offer this to you and to Wayne and Rock, and so many of you can chime in too. Is it possible, Kev, that the Pirates are actually good?
Not at
is
all.
Is it possible that this is not a mirage?
Not at all.
Could it be that we have an ace and a half and one closer, maybe two in the bullpen that can shut things down, and we've got some bats? Is it possible that what Pirate management was telling us through all the spring season, is it possible what Greg Brown and all the announcers were telling us, is it possible that it's true that this is not a bad team? It's not as bad as it looks, and the absence of Cole and McCutchen is not going to make the difference. Is that possible?
No.
Okay. I have to disagree. Now, I'm not saying the Pirates are going to – I won't even say they're going to go to the playoffs, but they're going to be better than what a lot of people think. And the problem with the bullpen now is it's cold. When you come out of that bullpen to pitch
– it's cold for everybody, though.
It's cold for everybody, but it's hard to get your arm loose and ready to go. That's why guys that are coming in to pitch one inning, that's why they've had some failures in the bullpen. I'm going to hold my decision on the bullpen until it gets a little bit warmer and I can see these guys perform in better conditions.
Well, my dad did offer his opinion in that regard, too. He thought the cold weather, but, of course, everybody's the same temperature.
I'm a little different than everyone. I'm picking the Pirates to make the playoffs. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you could have seen the look Cam gave Rock.
Because I'm a hometown boy.
Here's
I love my Pirates. I love my Steelers. I love them all.
Here's the deal. If the Pirates make the playoffs, Rock, you pick your best charity, and I'll donate $500 to it. Okay? Is that fair?
Wait a minute. If they make the playoffs.
This is taped, right?
This is taped.
This is taped.
I mean, there's so many flaws in the Pirates lineup and pitching staff, and we all know, if you know anything about baseball, pitching is key. You can't even Rock. Give me three starters in the rotation right now.
I can't.
You can't, right?
Oh, I can't.
But what does that mean?
Well, what does it mean? They have a very weak rotation, one of the worst rotations in baseball, and you're not going to win that way. Not only that, and again, I've said this before, when you have starting pitching, you want it to get to the sixth or seventh inning and turn it over to your bullpen, and they have a weak bullpen. So there are so many holes in left field. The guy they brought in left field.
Have you heard of trades?
We get rid of people. We don't bring people in.
That's true.
That is true.
And you take a look at a team that lost 75 games last year. They regressed. They did not improve. They got rid of McCutchen. They got rid of Cole. Cole just tore it up.
Well, you know what? They had to get rid of Cole because Cole's attitude was a little salty. You know, how do you go from being average to almost below average last year with the Pirates, and now you get to Houston and you're looking like an All-American?
You know, a better team makes you a better player.
Sure. The pitching is not all on his shoulders. He's fourth in their rotation. He's not asked to be the ace.
I wasn't a clutch fan either.
Okay, now he just hit six home.
He had six hits.
He went 6-for-7
in one game
and hit a walk off home run.
He's come alive.
Okay. So
got his average up 100 points.
That's one game.
200. Well, actually,
I suspect that Cutch was feeling the pressure of being in a new spot, adjusting to new pitchers, and knowing that he had to prove what he got traded for was not true. That's a lot of pressure, but I expected him to come around.
And he has a contract year coming up. He has a contract year coming up.
Clutch is a player, but I was not a Clutch fan because I didn't see him hitting really in the clutch as your number three hitter.
Yeah.
I grew up with Roberto Clemente, and I just saw him in the clutch, clutch time.
Yeah.
Coming through.
I agree with that as well, but you have to remember – a player that we talked about earlier too, Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds was not known to play well hitting-wise in the playoffs.
That made a difference. Okay. When he was with San Francisco. Man.
He did not.
When he was with San Francisco and then went to the playoffs.
When he was with the Pirates.
Oh, when he was with the Pirates.
I'm not saying
San But he did Francisco. Have to face Smoke, Glavin, and those boys, and they were pretty rough.
Well, just a reminder or just a memory point. How great was it when Bonds hit the ball out the park and dropped that bat?
Right.
That made you feel good.
Yeah.
I mean, as a brother, right. As a man.
Yeah.
Let's just say, you know, put it to him, Barry. You know, attitude and all this. Many talks about when Barry hit that ball and dropped that bat. You felt the same way you felt about Tiger when he. Right. When he dropped one in. But listen.
And that says a whole lot, Bill, because before the game that McCutchen went 6-for-7, he was actually batting .083.
Yeah.
Okay.
My point exactly.
No, but keep that mic, Rock. Keep that mic. Here's the deal. I don't care who you are. When you have 6 hits and 1-4 home run,
to win the
for
game.
A major league to win the game,
you can
for
hit.
A major league baseball team, you're really good.
You can still hit.
You're really exactly.
Yeah, you can still hit.
Exactly.
That's not going to come and go overnight. No, I concur, and we expect. Although San Francisco, correct me if I'm wrong, is not slated to be a powerhouse team this year. So
they're 4-4.
There's an expectation.
No, they're not 4-4. They're doing pretty well. They're more like 6-4, so they have a winning record.
They've kind of surpassed expectation out the gate. But I'm sure we all wish McCutchen well, and Cole couldn't be happier. I'm sure the moment he found out where he was going,
he
started dancing a jig.
Yeah.
But, Kev, do us a favor and give us a go around the league, and who are we looking at, in division, and who's going to do what, and are the Yankees for real?
The Yankees, they're struggling.
That's my backup team.
The Yankees are struggling right now, but
what's their record?
They're at about .500 right now as we record this show. Who knows what it will be on Wednesday when this airs, but they're 4-4 on Monday. Now, let's talk about a player that's really hot, the rookie sensation, Shohei Ohtani. The rookie starting pitcher, he's a two-way player, as we all know. We talked about him a little bit earlier. Now, on Friday night, Ohtani extended his home run streak to 3 games with a solo blast to center field off Oakland A's starter Daniel Gossett. He finished 1-for-4 to bring his season batting average to .389 as a two-way starter. Okay, so he's really started off right. Not only is his batting average .389, I mentioned he has 3 homers. He also has 7 RBI, which is important as well. And in addition to that, the second game, he came in and he pitched a 7-inning shutout of 1-hit ball in his home debut. Okay, so the Angels actually won that game, I think it was 6-1 against the Oakland A's, and he retired the first 19 batters. That's how effective he was. So this rookie is really starting off right. He struggled a little bit during spring training, but now seems like he settled down and he's tearing the league up again. This is only the first week. So let's see what happens. You know, I'm not going to sit up here and say he's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Well real quick, give me just a quick assessment on Houston, Chicago, and the Dodgers. How are they planning to fare out?
Well, all those teams are contenders. And, again, it's real early. Houston is playing good ball right now. I'm trying to think of their main player. I can't think of his name right now who – hit a home run the other day to win the game as well.
On to me, yeah.
No, it's the guy, Greg Springer. He actually, yeah, Greg Springer, heck of a player. He was actually the World Series MVP as well. So he started off real hot. So Houston, again, they're doing real good, and Garrett Cole pitches for Houston. He had a really nice game. And as I look at my information here, through two starts so far, allowed two hits and one run and struck out 11 in his start for the Astros against the Rangers. So Garrett Cole really started off pretty hot as well. So Houston, and you mentioned Chicago, and what was the other
Dodgers.
Team? The Dodgers. The Dodgers are doing pretty well as also. The Dodgers were actually playing San Francisco this past series. And San Francisco, I'm not sure. I'll have to check who won the series. The last time I checked, it was 1-1. But I can't remember if it were a three-game series or
– Any real early prediction on World Series?
Again, I'm going with the Yankees. I'm going with the Yankees. The Yankees, they're loaded. They have one of the best pitching staffs in the major leagues, as well as their bullpen. When you have a strong pitching staff, a strong lineup, and a strong bullpen,
it's hard to lose.
It's hard to lose. So, I mean, the Washington Nationals, they're a strong baseball team as well.
Well, listen, baseball season is underway. For those of us in Pittsburgh who still care about the Pittsburgh Pirates, we'll go out to a game or two and take in the wings and the beverage of your choice. And for me, it's just something to do in the summer, to enjoy summer baseball at the best park in America. It's okay with me. But
And that's why we get rid of, you know, our best players.
Yeah, and I don't agree with anything Pirate management has done on that level in the last 5 years. But maybe they're better than they appear to be. Well, we'll talk about that just a little bit more when we come back. And coming back off the break, we'll be wrapping some stuff up. The Pittsburgh Penguins are about to three-peat. And we got a little bit of NBA conversation to throw at you. Be right back.
To advertise on Urban Media Today, call 412-424-7045. Urban Media Today is an online blog magazine specializing in urban lifestyle, finance, entertainment, HBCU sports, and more. With 24/7 exposure and online exclusives, email editor at urbanmediatoday.com or call 412-424-7045.